dead in all your might and glory, vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies. They tell of how you fell from the sky, your once proud beauty aflame, to vanish from your throne on high, leaving only a memory of your name. Rainbow bird, almighty phoenix, come once more into the eyes of man. From the ancient days of Atlantis, in centuries numbered 10 times 10 times 10.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. I'm your host, Clay Douglas. And just to let you know, this weekend, I'll be heading out to the East Coast. And I'll be taking the magazines out there for a big event at the end of this month. If you would like to get any magazines, you'd like to advertise, get in the next issue. And it's going to be a pretty powerful edition, I believe, as usual. You just need to give me a call. And I'll be around today for a while at 888-678-1444. And hopefully we'll be able to make it out there without any problems. We'll be we'll be going all the way across. So give me a call and we'll let you know where we're going to be. The looking for an ad right here, but I want to tell you, there's been some more information put out about aspartame, but there's more that you need to know about. This story just came in as an Alaskan fisherman, Timothy June, 54, used to think he was safe from industrial pollutants at his home in Haines, a town with a population of 2,400 people and 4,000 eagles, with 20 million acres of protected wilderness nearby. But in early 2007, June agreed to take part in a survey of 35 Americans from 7 states. It was a biomonitoring project in which people's blood and urine were tested for traces of chemicals, in this case, three potentially hazardous classes of compounds found in common household products like shampoo, tin cans, shower curtains, and upholstery. The results? I'll tell you in a minute. And we'll take your phone calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. If you want to talk to me today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Phone lines will be open if you want to call in and talk to me today. Let me know how things are going in your neighborhood. But frankly, folks, I'm a little more pessimistic now than I've ever been. I've always felt that we had a chance to do this, to turn things around. But we've got a new guest, a new host that'll be coming on, talking about what's ailing America. Dr. Rebecca Carley will be coming on. And after Dr. Carley's only child was brain damaged as a result of inoculations he received, Dr. Carley learned how to reverse the damages with homeopathy and natural supplements. And subsequently realized that inoculations of disease are causing the corruption in the immune system that leads to all autoimmune diseases and cancer. So tune in for her. She'll be on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. She no longer practices medicine, but teaches clients nationally and internationally how to reverse diseases using the Hippocratic protocols she developed. But back to our story here. The results of this test were released in November in a report called Is It In Us? By a coalition of environmental groups that were not reassuring every one of the participants, ranging from an Illinois state legislator to a Massachusetts minister, tested positive for all three classes of contaminants. And while the simple presence of these chemicals doesn't necessarily indicate a health risk, the fact that typical Americans carrying these chemicals at all shocked Timothy June, and his fellow participants, as Stephen Felton, 28, of Aurora, Illinois, put it, "Why should chemical companies be allowed to roll the dice on my health?" Clearly, there are chemicals in our bodies that don't belong there. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention conducts a large ongoing survey. It found 148 chemicals in Americans of all ages, including lead, mercury, diazins, and PCBs. Other scientists have detected antibacterial agents from liquid soap in breast milk, infants' cord blood, and the urine of young girls. And in 2005, the Environmental Working Group found an average of 200 chemicals in the cord blood of 10 newborns, including known carcinogens and neutrons. Neurotoxins, rather. Our babies are being born pre-polluted, said Cheryl Payton of Commonweal, which co-sponsored Is It In Us? And this is going to be the next big environmental issue after climate change. The shocking thing to most Americans is that we don't really know the health effects of the many chemicals on the market today. Under the Toxic Substances Control Act of 1976, chemicals already in use were grandfathered in without scrutiny. These include the three classes of compounds targeted in Is It In Us, a plastic strengthener called bisphenol, a BPA, the brominated flame retardants known as PBDEs, and plastic softeners called Filtrates. The chemical industry says these compounds have been used safely for decades, and certainly they do not have the overtly toxic properties of mercury or lead. And keep in mind that mercury is what they're injecting into your children when they're born. But in animal studies and human cell cultures, they found they mimic hormones with effects even at minute levels, down to parts per billion. Okay. We got Mark from Kentucky on. Let me just finish this sentence, Mark, and I'll be right with you. Scientists say we're now awash in a chemical brew of hormone-mimicking compounds that didn't exist 100 years ago. We've changed the nature of nature, said Deborah Lee Davis, director of the Center for Environmental Oncology in the University of Pittsburgh. Hi, Mark. What's on your mind today?
Well, now I think I pretty much understand why girls are like 8 and 9 years old or growing breasts already.
That's right. So these substances are mimicking hormones.
Yep. But I might be getting off the subject here a little bit, but I thought you might find this a little bit strange and actually bizarre. I was watching a public service announcement program, one of those programs that want to get you. In the past, they used to show dying kids in Ethiopia and all that.
Yeah.
Well, this one was actually about sending Russian Jews back to Israel, where they were actually like $350, you send one, $700, you send a couple, $1,400, you send four people. And you had people like Pat Boone and Pat Robertson, and I guess Jerry Falwell did this commercial before he died. And they're literally trying to get people to send more Jews to places like Israel again, so they can now occupy more Palestinian land and make it more angry at us.
Well, they've been doing that for a long time. They've been populating Israel with the Jews, and if they do what they did in World War II, they could just be sending them to their deaths.
Well, see, the thing of it is that you would think, okay, instead of like, well, there might be a lot of anti-Semitism. I don't know if that's what the problem is or not. You never know when they have these programs, what's the truth and what's not. I mean, but they might have a lot of problems with anti-Semitism in places like the former Soviet Union. But instead of like trying to figure out ways how to actually fix the problems there, let's put them all in occupied territory and make more illegal settlements so we can make them all angry at us more. And the interesting thing about that program, too, is that it was like about 6 o'clock this morning our time, and it was on the BET network, which was the Black Entertainment Network.
Okay.
And well, I found it interesting because that's the one where you turn in late at night and you'll see, you know, women in various forms on dress, and it was just bizarre that it was put on that network. I thought it was like a Trinity network.
The Zionists have always tried to if you read the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, and I still got that up on my website.
Mm-hmm.
If you read the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, you know, you see that they want to destroy our morality. They want to do things to weaken us.
Yes, they do.
And
I totally agree that.
I'm not quite sure how to take that. I don't know if the Russians are just tired. The Jews made up about 95% of the Politburo of the former Soviet Union.
Oh yeah, they were definitely involved with the Bolshevik Revolution and everything else.
The Bolshevik Revolution. The Bolsheviks were Jewish.
Yes,
Marx was Jewish. Lenin was Jewish.
Yes, he was. I mean, we were actually from Brooklyn, of all places.
Many times, you know, they attack their own people. They use they target the low income or the Sephardic Jewish people, mm-hmm, in order to gain sympathy. You know, the article in one of the last issues of Free American was written by a rabbi. He said, "If you're Jewish, you need to avoid Zionism like fire."
Well, the interesting thing too about being on the Black Entertainment Network, and you really start doing your research and all this, they were involved with the ACLU. They've been involved with not only with the ACLU but with the NAACP from its inception. I mean, you start really finding out that you know, and I think even people like Martin Luther King and Malcolm X was starting to get hip to this. That's the reason I think they got pretty much knocked off.
Well, you know, they tried to knock me off after I referred to 9/11 as an exaggerated case of Jewish lightning.
Oh, yeah, you know, and I don't mean to laugh at that because
the term Jewish lightning, which would be... We used to use in Texas if somebody burned down their jewelry store or their business.
Well,
insuring it, and that's exactly what Larry Silverstein did. Hang on, stay with me here. We'll we'll finish this conversation after this break. You're listening to The Free American. I'm Clay Douglas, unrepentant, unapologetic, and our number is 800-313.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Take your calls at 800-313-9443. Mark from Kentucky, you still with me?
Yes, I still am.
All right. That's a strange thing that you brought up. I don't quite know how to react to it. Maybe the Russians are just trying to get rid of the Jews in Russia to keep them from doing the same damage that they did to Russia when the Bolshevik Revolution took over. And Hitler, unless he was totally just controlled by him, you know, his response to the Jews, who were the communists that were infiltrating Germany and all that, you know, was to try to keep what happened in Russia from happening to the German people.
Well, who was I can't remember his name off the top of my head. He was a very controversial figure back in the 80s and 90s, that was at one point a part of the Klan or whatever, that actually lives in Soviet Union. Well, once was the Soviet Union at one time. He actually lives there now. I can't remember his name off the top of my head for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, but, you know what? There's the Hegelian dialectic in action. You know, the Aryan nation, for instance, has been pretty much infiltrated, taken over by the FBI. And,
well, I think he even knows that. I just can't remember his name now. Yeah, I mean, for some reason it just escaped me. It's pretty early in the morning for me. But, yeah, he's from the South. I cannot remember his name now. But I totally believe that. I don't think
you're not talking about David Duke, are you?
David Duke, that's it.
Okay.
And
is he living in Russia now?
Yeah, he's living in Russia now. Yeah, he doesn't live in the United States no more. And the thing about it is that I don't think I see a lot of you know, demonizing of Putin and everything, and I actually think that Putin's actually against all this. I'm totally beginning to believe that he basically pandered to the Jews when he first came in, but now he's starting to kick them up to one side now that all of a sudden he was, I mean,
yeah, well, if he starts, he has taken over some of the big oil and the bankers and all that, and pretty much either arrested them or put them in, sent them out of the country.
Right.
And you can tell when they start demonizing Putin and trying to restart the Cold War.
Yeah.
You know, he's doing something against the World Bank.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you been listening to the other programs that RBN's been playing recently? Have you heard about this guy by the name of Brother Nathan?
The name sounds familiar, but
he is actually he was a Jew that actually converted over to Christianity. And he's like a street preacher in New York City right now, and he's basically saying what Zionism truly is and everything. He's got this website called Real Jew News, which is actually kind of like put him on the hit list for a lot of death threats and stuff like that, because people that are Jewish are looking it up and saying, wait a minute, the real way how to go is Christianity, and warning about Zionism and all that, and he's been put on the hit list pretty good. So he's an interesting character. You might want to have him on your show.
I'll see if I can find him.
But I'll let you go and let you talk to some of the other callers, sir. And it's great to hear you back on the air again. I really appreciated you when I was listening to you on shortwave, and I'm glad you're back on RBN.
Yeah, well, I'd like to be back on shortwave, but they blocked so many of my shows
mm-hmm.
on shortwave. You know, the U.S. Army had transmitters, mobile transmitters that they ran around.
Well,
it's
good to hear you, and I appreciate your work. And I'm going to eventually subscribe when I get a little more money to Free American, okay?
I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, and my number, folks, is 888-678-1444. If you want to subscribe, if you want to make a donation, I can certainly use the help. It'll take me a little bit of gas to go across the country, but I need to do that. We've got people that want to help and want to work with me in Florida, so I got to go meet with them. And everything will keep going. I've got a mobile office. I've got that I'll be taking across the country, and we'll be pushing the Free American at Daytona Bike Week this year. So if you want to get into that issue, you need to call me right away. If you call 888-678-1444, and I'm not here, they'll give you my cell phone, and I'll take care of you that way. I got Real Jew News at Dr. Brother Nathaniel Kapner, street evangelist. Grab a Jew. We'll take a look at that later. And maybe we can get him on. Now, back to the chemicals within us. I like this. Deborah Lee Davis, director of the Center for Environmental Oncology at the University of Pittsburgh, said we've changed the nature of nature. Take, for instance, bisphenol A. It's a basic constituent of the polycarbonate plastics found in many baby bottles, sippy cups, juice bottles. Highly versatile compound is also found in dental sealants, CDs, DVDs, and the resin linings of food and beverage containers.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth.
So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Back, and my number here is 800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to talk to you. Hopefully we're making a little difference here. Hopefully we're not the lowest rated show on the network anymore. But you can help by telling your friends about that, telling them to tune in to the Free American Hour. We got guests lined up all the next week. And today it's your day. Today I'm taking your calls at 800-313-9443. Back to the, is it in us? The bisphosphonate, it's a basic ingredient. It's a highly versatile compound. It's found in dental sealants, CDs, DVDs, and the resin linings of food and beverage containers, including many cans and takeout cartons. But most scientists say small amounts can leach out and ultimately find their way into our bodies. When the plastics start to break down under high heat or wear and tear, the CDC has found BPA in 92% of Americans age 6 and older who were tested. By the chemical industry, oh yeah, says it's safe, and the Food and Drug Administration agrees, it's not possible to contact harmful levels of it, says Stephen Hinches of the American Chemistry Council, which represents the major chemical companies. Reproductive biologists aren't so sure. Patricia Hunt of Washington State University was alerted to possible dangers of BPA in 1999 when her mouse study on an unrelated topic suddenly went haywire, with dozens of female mice unexpectedly developing chromosomal abnormalities in the eggs they carried in their ovaries. As it turned out, a lab worker had used the wrong detergent to clean the animals' cages, one that caused BPA to leach out of the plastic cages and feeding bottles. Hunt tried washing brand new cages with the same detergent to confirm the source of the problem. She began studying BPA exposures in unborn rodents, which she followed into adulthood, and the results were striking. Almost half of the eggs of female mice exposed to low doses of BPA during gestation carried extra copies of the chromosome or were missing chromosomes. No one has replicated the findings. And there are other potential effects. Hundreds of animals and test tube studies suggest that low-dose exposures, particularly during gestation, may later lead to breast and prostate cancer. Abnormalities of the reproductive tract and behavioral problems, among other things. But there is disagreement, of course, about the implications for human health. Two groups convened by the National Institutes of Health have reached opposite conclusions in 2007. Advisors to the government's National Toxicology Program found minimal cause for concern. Meanwhile, another scientific panel produced a consensus statement saying that, based on animal data, common levels of exposure could pose a problem, and then further study was needed. We can't say there are conclusive data in humans, said Frederick von Saal of the University of Missouri, who headed the second panel. But given the fact that we're seeing irreparable damage in animals, for heaven's sakes, let's get out products. Let's get this out of products our babies are coming into contact with. The government no government in the world has seen the need to do that yet. But 2 weeks ago, Michigan Representative John Dingell, chair of the House Committee on Energy and Commerce, sent letters to 7 manufacturers of infant formula asking if their cans were lined with BPA and if they had tested their products for it. In 2006, Whole Foods stopped carrying baby bottles made of polycarbonate plastic, which contains BPA. The chain now sells only EPA-free bottles and sippy cups. Phthalates have also raised concern. The compounds are used to soften the plastic in products ranging from rubber duckies and vinyl shower curtains to certain medical tubing and IV bags. They're also found in hundreds of personal care products, including many fragrances, body lotions, nail polish, and shampoos.
Hi, you're calling.
Okay. Okay. Again, 30 years of data from institutions like NIH and EPA point to potential problems in animals stemming from prenatal exposure, including abnormalities in the reproductive tract and a decline of sperm quality. Now, there's a smattering of human studies, too. All right, John, Tennessee.
Good morning, Clay.
Good morning.
You know, I was listening, and this is pretty much open to any topic, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I was listening probably 20 minutes ago. You were talking about Hitler and his reason for wanting to exterminate the Jews and whatnot. Are you familiar, Clay, with the American eugenics movement of the 1920s?
I'm aware of it. I'm not totally conversant with it. And I never said that Hitler intended to exterminate the Jews.
No, I'm not saying that either, Clay. What I am
that
saying,
Hitler was trying to prevent what happened to the German people.
Actually, I think it was trying to prevent
the same thing happening to the German people that happened to the Russian people when the Bolsheviks and the Zionists, whoever it was, Marx and Lenin, the founders of communism, which I've heard referred to as Judaism for the masses, they killed 50 million white Russians. And you have to ask, why don't we consider that a Holocaust?
Well, and I agree with you, but I think the point that I'm trying to make, Clay, is that in the 20s in America, there was a movement the American eugenics movement, the fitter family movement, where the Darwinians, and actually one of Darwin's cousins was talking, his basic premise was that if we're able to genetically modify beef cattle and horses to get desirable traits, that we should be able to do it with people and eventually breed out mental illness and, you know, small frame people and wimpy men and all the rest of it. Now, the reason that I'm making this point is Hitler became aware of some experimentation that was going on in Cold Springs Harbor, New York, by Dr. Llewellyn and a doctor, I can't remember his name, started with, it was either Donovan or something to that effect. But because of the Treaty of Versailles, and I'll make this as quick as I can, because of the Treaty of Versailles, Hitler was strapped with gypsies and Jews and unable to feed his own people. Now, I'm not justifying what he'd done in any way, but he wrote a letter back to the U.S., to Cold Springs Harbor, and he said basically how much he admired the people and what would be the best way to deal with overpopulation. As Dr. Donovan in the U.S. said that the best way would be to exterminate them, but that Americans would never tolerate it. Well, Hitler pretty much free hand, and we saw what happened. The point that I'm getting to with this globalism and all the rest of it, we know that their desire is to greatly, greatly reduce the population of humans on this planet.
Did you hear my show yesterday where I talked about the Georgia Guidestones? They want to basically kill off nine-tenths.
Well, I am familiar with the Georgia Guidestones. I've heard about them before. It's hard to find information on them, so if you have that on your website, that'd be great. But the point that I'm getting to, Clay, is that the globalism, the one world government, the one world monetary system, and all the rest of it goes back, I believe personally, to a nice term would be the eugenics movement. The real correct term is that there's a bunch of people that are so nice, narcissistic, and so elitist mentality in their minds that they believe that you and I, not only do we not have a right to exist, but our children and those that come after us have no right to procreate, and that they're the ones that are supposed to rule the world, that there should be no people except those necessary to fulfill their needs as slaves. Now, it goes right back to Darwinianism, and right back to the fact that if you attack the foundation of the Bible in Genesis, you bring a building down more easily by attacking the foundation than you do by chipping away at the top. That's what's behind all of this. And Americans, whether they're Christians or Muslims or any other religion, need to understand these people want you dead. These people want everything you have, and they're going to go about it in any way that they can. And when it becomes too unpalatable for them to see you breathing air, they're going to kill you. Now, take it to the bank. They're going to kill you.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. You are absolutely right about that. They're trying to do that. And they spelled it out in the Georgia Guidestones. I mean, you know, it sounds good. Reduce a population of the world to 500 million. You know, kill off 9-tenths of the people. And that's exactly what I'm talking about right
well, Clay,
now.
What it goes back to, and I hope you can hear me. I may be going
through. I can.
What it goes back to, Clay, absolutely, if you believe the Bible, and I'm not going to preach, but God made us in his image. Satan can't do it by speaking it into existence, but he's sure up to using science and technology and the mind of man, and he's doing it through genetic engineering. Think about, you know, this doctor symbol that I remember. I'm 50, and I can remember as an 8 or 9-year-old boy going to the doctor's office and seeing the emblem of a snake spiraled up around something that was the emblem of the medical doctor.
How were they aware
of DNA and the human, what the DNA chain looked like, that they would have any such thing unless it hadn't been discovered in the past and they attempted to use it in the past It sounds something that may be from Art Bell. People need to realize this is real stuff. It's gone on thousands of years in the past, I believe, and they're doing it again.
What was the quote I just said? I don't know. Hopefully, you were able to hear that. They said we're changing the nature of nature.
Well, and I agree. And I asked this question, and I'll ask it to you and the other listeners. How bold can man presume himself to be that when God created man and the other creatures in the world, he looked and said it was good, but yet we'll do it. We'll look at corn, we'll look at green beans and sweet potatoes, and somewhere in the deep recesses of our mind, we are bold enough to say that we're able, Clay, listen to this, to improve on the creation of the Creator, man. If we're not doing what Satan did when he said he was going to put himself in the place of the Most High, then I don't know what you call it, Clay. When you think that you can do something better than God, come on, we're in for it.
One of the solutions that I've got, and I try to come up with some answers besides just giving you the depressing news that they're trying to kill us, but they are trying to kill us. I don't know if you remember that Steppenwolf song called The Ostrich.
No,
let's just bury our heads in the sand and pretend that everything is grand, you know, and so we can die in Florida at the ripe old age of 65. They don't want us living to be 100.
They want to live, you know, indefinitely. I mean, think about this, okay? It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that you're going to stand before God in judgment. But if they feel, I really believe that they feel that if they can live forever, then they never got to deal with God. And they're using you and me and the rest of the world as guinea pigs in this genome project, and yeah, they're going to cure some diseases along the way. But to them, it's a necessary evil to continue to get the funds.
You're giving them more credit than they're due. I don't think they're trying to cure diseases. The story that I'm hearing right now.
Accidentally, they will cure a few. But, they want to.
The whole profession doesn't cure people. God cures people. You know, I lost my my ex-wife because I wouldn't take the medication that they wanted me to take. And that's because I looked it up. I found out what the contraindications were, and I wouldn't do it.
Well, the counterindications, when I consider the word pharmacy and the root of the word pharmacy is pharmakia, that's enough to keep me away from it. I mean, it is absolutely, and there may be people on RBN that think John in Tennessee is another case, but when you use the word pharmakia, you're using witchcraft. God said that he gave you every plant for the healing of the nations, and I don't think he can lie about it. Now, when man takes petrochemicals and mixes them into a pill or a potion or a lotion and says, rub it, drink it, or breathe it up your nostrils, you know, to me, man, that's the book of spells, my friends. You need to understand.
It is, and you know, we are just not aware, most Americans aren't aware of what witchcraft is, what occultism is. You know, it's not just the witch over there chanting and doing basically the same thing that a Christian's doing with a little bit more paraphernalia.
Well, I've got a problem. I haul chemicals and gasoline and jet fuel and you name it, and liquid acids and chemicals, and I know that every bit of it comes from petrochemicals after it's been distilled, manipulated, that they take stuff. Clay, I've gone to places where if you breathe it, just the fumes will knock you dead in about a half a second.
That's right. I take
it to Eli Lilly, and they put it in a pill. Your doctor says, here, swallow this, and you don't even question it. And you wonder why the report you had earlier with 200 or 300 different toxic chemicals in your body, I wonder why. And I've talked to Dr. Parker on RBN. When you put this stuff in your body that is not a biological in origin, if it's a synthetic that you're putting in you, you are changing your own DNA willingly. You're making yourself a biological synthetic human being. Now, I know it sounds far out,
It's not far
it's
out.
It's true.
In 2006, John, Danish researchers found that higher levels of a particular phthalate in mother's breast milk correlated with lower testosterone in male babies 1 to 3 months of age.
And I agree completely.
And Dr. Russ Howers of Harvard studied roughly 500 million in a fertility clinic and found that those with higher levels of certain phthalates in their urine had lower sperm counts and sperm mobility. A Swedish study of young military recruits found no such correlation. These are all association studies, which by definition cannot prove cause and effect. And other scientists are starting to look at what happened when these chemicals are combined. And I think that's what they're doing with the chemtrails. You know, they're spraying stuff over us that is not...
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
All right, we're back, and I've got just a few minutes here to take another call. But let me give you my number. That's 888-678-1444. And I need all the help I can get, folks. I need some donations. I need some sales. We've got the Miracle 2 in stock. And we've got the American Heritage and Health products with a fulvic acid in stock. And we've got magazines in stock, and you need to be getting this issue of the Free American if you haven't already subscribed to it. You need to get this issue of the Free American and the next issue of the Free American. and distribute it in your neighborhood to give it to your family, give it to your friends. For the November issue has the story of the Rothschilds, the history of the Rothschilds, and all of the other people besides Clay Douglas. That have been demonized, thrown out of windows, arrested, jailed, and everything that have been trying to get the truth to you. Now, again, my number's 888-678. Now, let me finish this one story that I was... I've been talking about the chemicals within us. In 2006, Danish researchers have found, lowered male testosterone in babies 1 to 3 months of age. I think that is probably an intent, not a byproduct, but an intent. Other scientists are starting to look at what happens when these chemicals are combined. L. Earl Gray, Jr., a research biologist at the EPA, tested mixtures of two or more phthalates in animals. He deliberately selected doses that were too low to cause effects individually, yet found that as many as 50% of male rats who were exposed to the combination in utero developed abnormalities in the reproductive tract. In his latest study, he combined three phthalates with four pesticides and found that at the highest doses, the effects equal those of a sevenfold dose of a single phthalate. All of the males were malformed, he says. Toy industry contends that phthalates pose no danger, particularly a widely used one called DINP. The chemical has been well studied in the U.S. and in Europe and found to be safe specifically for kids' toys, said Joan Lawrence, vice president of the Toy Industry Association. She notes that companies cannot easily replace it because none of the potential substitute has a lengthy safety record. Nonetheless, last October, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger signed a ban on the use of six phthalates in children's products sold in the state. Only three of them, including DINP, are prohibited only in items that children under three are likely to put in their mouth. In December, Toys R Us notified its vendors of its intention to comply with the California ban by January 1st, 2009, the date the law takes effect. Mattel is already in compliance. Finally, there are the flame retardants, PBDEs. They turn up in fabrics, upholstery, foam mattresses, circuit boards and the casings of computers and televisions and apparently escape into indoor air and dust. Animal studies show they can have negative impacts on learning and memory, sperm counts, thyroid functioning, and rats and mice. PBDEs tend to linger a long time in the body, and one mixture in particular seems quite biologically active, especially during development. As we've seen studying rats, mice, and fish, says Linda Birnbaum, director of the Experimental Toxicology at the EPA. If I were nursing my baby, I wouldn't stop because of PBDEs in breast milk, but many of us wish they weren't there. According to the EPA, 11 states, including California, Maine, Michigan, and New York, have bans on two major types.
With recent